Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings made a come-together plea over coffee and donuts, asking more than 100 people to join his effort to reimagine the controversial Trinity Parkway. The 9-mile toll road planned for inside the Trinity River levees and above proposed parks and lakes. The reaction to the mayor's invitation was mixed. Fans and foes of the Trinity Toll Road packed into Babs Barbecue in West Dallas at the foot of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. They came to hear the mayor announce a dream team of engineers and urban planners that will suggest design changes aimed at improving the parkway. Councilmember Von Seal Jones-Hill says the mayor's got the right idea to move the parkway along because voters have approved it.
Not once, but twice. And we have moved forward on that. I don't know why people are continuing to talk about, are you for or against? That question has been decided. We are now at the execution phase.
Former council colleague Angela Hunt says the mayor's effort is 11th hour window dressing.
The design of this road is set. It's been submitted to the federal government. We know the size of the road. We know how deeply it digs into the park. And so the idea that we can suddenly redesign this thing is really disingenuous at best.
Rawlings told the crowd no big project in Dallas ever got done without a big fight. He lists DFW Airport, DART, and the Convention Center Hotel as examples. Rawlings says he wants to tone it down with the Trinity Toll Road using the new design process to do that.
Personally, I need something that I can see that might become a reality. Why not treat this project with an optimistic sense of the possible versus assuming the worst in everyone's vision?
Rawlings says the team will look at what he calls creative options for transportation infrastructure and connecting to the Trinity Parks and Lakes, downtown, and nearby neighborhoods. Private donations will pay for the work. Former city manager Mary Soom, among those putting together the design team, says the cost will probably be in the hundreds of thousands. Councilman Scott Griggs wants more specifics.
I think the people have a right to know who all is donating the money. We heard a number of comments about anonymous donors. So who's paying who how much, and what are they being charged to do for that money?
Griggs calls the Trinity Parkway a $1.5 billion boondoggle that's not needed. Former Councilman David Newman, who lost his council seat to Griggs in 2011, disagrees.
I've been a supporter of the Trinity River Corridor Project for years, and in particular the Trinity Parkway, because I think it fuses together our downtown, our western neighbors, and our eastern neighbors, and I think that's very important.
Design work begins next month. Public hearings are set for early next year. That's about the same time the city expects final federal approval of the toll road's environmental impact study. If that and other federal approvals come in, the North Texas Tollway Authority still has to decide if a toll road along the Trinity River is financially feasible some 16 years after voters first approved it. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.